This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. On one of the busiest travel days of the year, there's a winter weather advisory. The notice from the National Weather Service is about the potential of icy roads. It goes through 6 tonight. Forecasters say a light glaze of ice could create hazardous conditions. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Microsoft has temporarily paused construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. The project involves more than $3 billion in investment and the promise of over 2,500 construction jobs. A 45-year-old man was arrested following a brief chase in Racine Saturday. It ended with a crash in an alley near 13th Street and Dean Avenue. The situation started with a traffic stop, spanned less than a mile, and ended with the suspect hitting a telephone pole in a garage. No injuries were reported. And the Racine Zoo has welcomed Missy to the family. She's a 28-year-old two-toed sloth coming to Racine from a zoo in Cleveland. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level, get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit, so he's got experience there. I think, you know, between Kendre and Jamal and Jordan Mims, like I said, I think you'll see all those guys at some point during the game. It is going to be a committee approach, and I think we got to do a great job accentuating the positives of each of those players.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show The Office should definitely check out the Office Ladies podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Fischer played Pam in The Office, and Kinsey played the incredibly judgmental Angela. The two regularly share inside info about the show, like that Amy Adams almost did not get the role in the season one finale as the hot girl because they thought she looked too much like Jenna Fischer. Someone else was cast, but even after a day of shooting, producers realized that she wasn't right for the role and gave it back to Adams. Adams did a total of 3 episodes in the role of Katie, who ended up dating Jim. If you're looking for a good holiday binge series, here's a Pete pick. Black Doves on Netflix. Keira Knightley leads a solid cast and plays a spy as her character seeks revenge on the organization that killed her lover. The lover is not her husband, who happens to be the ambassador to China. I'm 3 episodes in. So far, so good. 28 Years Later is the 3rd installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the 1st installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the 2nd installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect through 3 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high in the mid-30s. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 36. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.